I've done it a couple of times in Sweden. I did it in Beijing, and I did set up an R&D center in Malaysia and Kuala Lumpur for a number of years. And I mean, what's required, of course, you need to have a sound financial background in your company. I mean, you need to be able to take some risks, because this is not a risk-free business. You're setting up something new. You need to create a new market. So, of course, you want to find and follow your clients and see if you can find an opportunity there. But, I mean, we're looking for a place where you can find a good customer base, a good base to find talents. Preferably, there should be a good university in the area as well.
You could have gone anywhere in Canada. Why did you choose Ottawa?
We choose Ottawa because we can see there's the history of technology within Ottawa was one thing. We can easily reach Montreal, Toronto, and of course we already have clients in the area. So we wanted to be close to our clients, and we have a strategy that we want to be close to our clients' R&D.
Take me through the broad strokes of what you need to do to get something up and running like this, say in any country, in your experience.
Whoa, that's a not an easy question. It's a long, will require a long answer. But I mean, to get something up and going, you need to get customers. That's the most important thing. You need to find good talents, and we're always looking for someone to partner with. In this case here in Canada, we partner with Invest Ottawa that came in and supported us because we need to get access to accountants, lawyers, and banks. We did a lot of preparations before we came here, but we had a tight schedule, and within a few days we find the office space. We interviewed a lot of people that we could hire. We did find a house for the family, a hockey team for my son, a soccer team for my daughter, and we were more or less set to go after that.
Looking back, say you didn't have that support and you had to do it without some of the resources that were provided to you here, based on your experience, how long would it usually have taken maybe to get you up and running?
Usually it would take us 6 months. Yeah.
So 6 months down to 3 days.
Roughly. Well, it's... saying 3 days might be over, exaggerating a bit, but having said that, I mean, we after we incorporated the company, secured the first contract, and just a couple of months later, we had half the team already up and running. So,
IKEA furniture, which comes from Sweden, is often very frustrating to make. So what's more frustrating, assembling IKEA furniture or setting up an international company in Ottawa?
Well, if you have asked me 10 years ago, I would definitely say IKEA furniture.